Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council is today saying that we need nearly 80,000 construction workers to address the housing crisis. That is an additional 80,000 workers beyond those already in the sector. They say we lag behind our European counterparts in infrastructure and construction efficiency. To discuss this, Conor O'Connell, who is Director of Housing Planning and Development at the Construction Industry Federation, is with us. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning. Captain, how are you?
I'm good. Connor, to the first of those, the numbers. Do you accept the notion that we need an additional 80,000 people to be able to produce the kind of housing targets we need to meet?
Look, the report was just published this morning, so we're still going through it, Anton. But it does talk about a range. So it talks about a range of extra construction workers from 20,000 to 80,000 to meet our housing demands. And if you look at the scale of housing that is required in Ireland over the next number of years, there's various different reports out there. The Fiscal Advisory Council this morning, I understand, are talking about in excess of 60,000 units per annum. We're calling for at least 60,000 units per annum. We're currently probably going to be producing this year, just similar to last year, around 32,000, 33,000. So that's a significant increase. So obviously, it's going to require extra construction workers. And that's good news for young people considering a career in construction, because their skills are going to be in high demand over the next number of years.
Now, you talk about the spectrum that they have outlined in terms of the numbers, ranging from 20,000 at the lowest estimate to 80,000. What they are rooting that on is effectively competency and efficiency within the sector. They are saying that we lag most of our European counterparts, and that if you look at people or countries like Norway, we lag to an extraordinary degree. We are less than half as efficient in terms of the production of homes. What about that assertion, that the reason we need so many is because, in essence, we do construction inefficiently?
Well, the report does stress that it's not a comment in relation to the individual productivity of construction workers, which is very welcome. What it does reflect, and it does probably reflect the Central Bank report earlier on this year and their analysis of Ireland's housing market as well. And what it talks about is scale. In other words, if we can scale up housing output to the range that we need to build, then obviously you're going to get greater efficiency. Modern methods of construction are being introduced for housing output. So the vast majority of scheme units now at the moment would use timber frame, ICF, and that has changed dramatically over the last number of years. And that journey to, you know, the adoption of more modern methods of construction is going to be facilitated by greater output and greater scale. I suppose if you use a factory analysis, if, you know, you're going to construct or manufacture 100 phones or 100 widgets, whatever it may be, it's probably more efficient to build, you know, or manufacture 100 rather than it is 10. And it's the exact same in housing. So in other words, you know, the factories that are delivering the timber frame, delivering the precast paneling systems for apartments, for instance, they require scale in order to be more efficient. And then obviously the whole of the housing output can be more efficient as well. So, look, I just say in those figures as well, it talks about an extra 20 to 80,000, and people might think that's a large number. But if you look at pre-COVID and post-COVID between 2020 and 2022, the numbers employed in the construction industry grew by 32,000.
But presumably a lot of that, was that movements within the domestic labour force, or was that attraction in of foreign workers? Because a lot of this is saying that we're going to have to find workers that may not be here.
Yeah, it's probably a mix of both. I don't think that's broken down in terms of where the increase came from, Anton. But look, it's going to require both. In the past, we reached, you know, up to 270,000 people working in the construction sector. And we're going to have to obviously recruit people from abroad. Hopefully we can recruit more of those Irish construction workers that left back home. It's going to require, you know, recruitment campaigns in our schools, illustrating some of the figures that we're just talking about this morning, that, you know, construction skills are going to be in high demand to facilitate our housing output over the next number of years.
You talked about kind of the capacity. I mean, your analogy of the factory, and if you are producing at scale, you are better able to invest in technology and all of the rest of it. One of the challenges, surely, for the Irish industry is that we are rooted in, if not a cottage industry model, a small provider model. We only have two developers of scale. We only have two construction companies of scale in a position to invest in technology and technological development in the kind of way that you're describing. Does that mean that we need a completely different form of industry with more big players?
Again, it comes back to demand, it comes back to the market, and it comes back to scale. The Irish construction market, we're a small island off an island off Western Europe. It's a small construction market. The construction industry is now internationalized by and large. And obviously, if we're going to scale up our housing demand, we have the construction companies at the moment that are willing to expand. But when they talk about the barriers to expansion, and one of the commentary in the paper this morning is very welcome, it talks about the traditional barriers to greater output in housing has been, you know, the planning, regulatory and legal systems that have, you know, significantly impacted an investment in housing output and infrastructure output in particular. Now, there is a reform underway. But in order to achieve the housing output we require, the capacity issues are not just about labour capacity, it's the capacity of the zoned land. Do we have enough zoned land? And then do we have enough services in that zoned land, pipes in the ground? And then do we have enough people working in planning? And is the planning system efficient enough to deliver the plannings on time? It does talk about this morning, the paper, delays in the planning system that have impacted investment and therefore and they talk about, you know, that inhibiting greater investment in by construction companies, you know, to plan ahead. But certainly, if we're talking about constraints, it's those constraints that are far bigger than the constraints in relation to labour capacity.
One other constraint that they outline was they talk about the boom and bust, the recent boom and bust nature of Irish construction. And what that has meant in the report's view is that the capacity for big players to invest in regular incremental training, development, technology investment and promotion within the ranks has been hampered. And it means we don't have the skills base and the depth of skill across our construction firms that we should. Do you believe that?
Yes, that's a very fair comment. It's been very difficult for, you know, construction companies, housing companies to, you know, invest and plan for the future when it's been so disruptive, the planning environment and the investment environment over the last number of years. Now, some of that are due to factors outside of the control of any government or any economic modelling. COVID, for instance, war in Ukraine, they've all been very significant disruptors. But the central bank, in their report and their commentary on a similar team, said that the productive capacity of the construction sector is likely curtailed by a persistent low level of investment and a scarring effect of the financial crisis. So we are affected by, and the report delves into this as well, the low level of investment in public infrastructure over the last number of years and how that has impacted in housing companies planning for the future. Besides the constraints in relation to the planning system, when you buy zoned land, for instance, are you able to get the pipes in the ground? So while it's very welcome, the extra allocation for infrastructure and the 1 billion extra for Uisce Éireann in the budget, will that deliver the pipes on the ground is the key question now. And I think every report that we've seen over the last 12 months has spoken about the need to invest in public infrastructure right across a whole range of areas.
Conor, thank you for your time. That's Conor O'Connell, who is Director of Housing Planning and Development at the Construction Industry Federation.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.